Hi, I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Truck drivers want safer road conditions as the number of fatalities rises across regional New South Wales. More than 250 truck drivers have lost their lives in the last 5 years. I spoke with the Transport Workers Union's Assistant State Secretary, Nick McIntosh, who says the numbers are only increasing year on year.
It is a shocking rise in fatalities across New South Wales with accidents involving heavy vehicles. It's 259 people have died over the last 5 years on New South Wales roads as a result of these accidents, which means we're losing 52 people a year as a result of heavy vehicle accidents in New South Wales. And of course, on top of all of that, we end up with something like 5,000 injuries, with over 1,000 of them being very, very serious injuries. And this is a situation that is unsustainable for the industry, for the general public, that we need to deal with. And unfortunately, up until recently, governments at both levels in New South Wales and Australia have really vacated the space and have not had any minimum enforceable standards, which has meant that heavy vehicle drivers and operators often have to take shortcuts skip rest breaks, things like that, just to make ends meet. Which is a situation that must stop if we're going to have any chance of arresting this shocking statistic.
A lot of our regional roads that our truck drivers are using have been severely damaged by recent heavy rain and intense flooding. What are the concerns with truck drivers using these roads and what needs to be done?
Yeah, look, there's got to be more investment in regional New South Wales on our roads with infrastructure. The situation, is deteriorating, and that combined with pressures that are placed on truck drivers by, major operators, multi-billion dollar corporations that are at the top of supply chain country that squeeze drivers all the way down. So you have this deadly cocktail of poor roads, poor infrastructure mixed with truck drivers being forced to meet unrealistic deadlines, having to take risks that they don't want to in order to get the job done. It's a deadly cocktail that needs not only investment from governments in roads and infrastructure, but also needs the ability to hold these multi-billion dollar companies at the top of supply chains to account to make sure that our truck drivers and our farmers around this country are getting a fair go and can remain sustainable and viable.
Yeah, there's some great points that you bring up there, Nick. You know, we can't keep our economy going without our truck drivers, and if we can't supply them with safe roads and, safety for the job like everybody else gets in their job, it's just not fair. Why can't they feel safe driving on the roads to bring us the resources that we need?
Well, this is it. And for too long in this country, governments have really ignored this issue. We've seen the truck drivers. I mean, they were essential workers. They were the heroes of the COVID-19 pandemic that kept things going while people were at home, while businesses around them shut down. You know, in many cases during COVID, they were turned away from service stations and truck stops and things like that. And it was a very, very difficult time for them, but they got this country through. And the least we could do is make sure that those at the top of supply chains give them a fair go. Don't squeeze the life out of them and make it so that the only way to get things moved in this country is unsafely and unsustainably. And it's welcome that the federal government listened and has introduced from August a division of the Fair Work Commission that can help hold the big end of town to account, help give truck drivers a better go, take away some of the unsustainable contractual pressures. Things like, performing work and not getting paid for over 100 days for that work while they've got to keep, putting food on the table, putting fuel in their vehicles, paying for maintenance, and yet not getting paid for over 100 days for a job that they've completed. They're the sorts of things that the federal government's reforms will start tackling from August, and we're pleased that the New South Wales government went to the last election also looking to see what they could do in this state to make the life of truck drivers easier. But we need to start seeing that happen to start arresting this shocking statistic in front of us.
That was myself speaking with Transport Workers Union's Assistant State Secretary Nick McIntosh about the increasing number of truck driver fatalities across regional New South Wales roads. Over the last 5 years, more than 250 truck drivers have lost their lives, and there are fears these numbers are just going to continue to rise. There are increasing calls for more funding and attention to the issue and to fixing our damaged roads. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.